back to what we were trying to talk about earlier, because Bryce Young had the perfect rookie minicamp. Vash Dihert, I saw a video at Keep Blitzin', CarolinaBlitz.com, and I appreciate your time, Ms. Hurt. When they say he did all of the little things perfectly, what do they mean?
I think they meant, I don't think that was the on-field stuff. I think that showing up an hour before practice and meeting even the team photographers. I think that telling jokes from what we heard in the huddle to try to loosen guys up. I think it's running to the next station when you're going through after one drill to the next. Just really conducting himself as a professional, as a rookie. And so that's what I think Wright meant when he said all the little things.
Vash Dihert, CarolinaBlitz.com is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, what were the on-field antics like? And I may say antics in a good way, because all the video and the comments that I heard from players were pretty positive.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to keep it in perspective that it was still rookie minicamp, but he looked good. He looked comfortable. He looked in control. His release was quick. I saw one overthrow, but outside of that, he was pretty much on target with his passes. And I think it's important to point out, this was their first day for all of these guys on the job. So it's not like they'd gone through a session of OTAs or this is his second year. So there's a bit of familiarity. This is day one. The passes were on target. Footwork looked well. He's not a big guy, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, he's so little. Yes, he is a small guy, as of right now, that's not anything that I'm worried about.
Vash Dihert is joining us here, CarolinaBlitz.com, at Keep Blitzin' on Twitter. Go back, what is it, a dozen years to when Cam Newton was the first overall pick, and we all know that Cam is literally, he's like a superhero. He is Superman. Is there a juxtaposition there about obviously the two players physically are very different, and probably on the field are also very different. Is there a conversation there about the difference? What does 12 years make? What are your thoughts on just the difference of these two players?
A huge juxtaposition. Cam was what, 6'6"? Solid. Bryce Young is 5'10". Cam, you knew when he walked in the room and he announced it, very gregarious, outspoken, life of the party kind of guy. Bryce is a bit more mild-mannered, quiet, and I think that he'll have fun around his teammates in his own way, but not nearly the level of a Cam Newton. So yeah, they're quite the opposite when it comes to personalities and stature. And it's interesting because number one pick, you'd hope that, I think that all Panthers fans would be happy if he had the level of success that Cam Newton had and beyond beyond that. With how different they are. Yeah, it's crazy, but I think Panthers fans have embraced Bryce nonetheless. But still, number one is still Superman in the Carolinas.
Is there a sense that I know Scott Fitterer said that they identified Bryce Young early on in the process. Is there a sense that they identified Bryce Young as their guy before the trade?
You know what? That's a good question. I think they had, and I've been saying this from the get, you do not make that aggressive trade unless you have a guy that you wanted.
Correct.
And, on draft night, I asked David Tepper, they had a deal in hand to go up to the number two spot with the Texans, and the Texans backed out. And so then Tepper said, well, why don't you go for number one? So I think initially they had two guys in mind. I think, you know, Stroud and Young. Mm-hmm. But when that deal for number two fell off, they said, well, we can just go for the guy that we want. And I always think, you know, in the back of their minds, because these scouts have been looking at these players well beyond when we even, you know, as media and as fans will be looking at players as potential NFL draft picks. They've been looking at them for years. They had their favorites in mind, and I think that Bryce was always that guy, and that whole, you know, draft process just solidified things.
I am curious why Houston balked at that. Well, I guess they wanted a quarterback anyway, so good for Houston. But anyway, they ended up with C.J. Stroud, right? So good for them. Vash Dihert is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. So there were other rookies. Did anybody stand out as anything?
Jonathan Mingo, you know, I enjoyed his post-game press conference where he told us he's a fan of Martin and even gave us his favorite episode.
Really?
Good
okay,
one.
Good.
Yeah, with the dog, the fake dog. All Martin fan lovers will know and reference that episode. But he and Bryce seemed to intentionally try to develop a rapport and a timing with each other during rookie minicamp. Unfortunately, you know, we really can't see the defensive players. So I really can't speak mm-hmm. about Jamie or DJ, but Chandler Zavala, even amongst the fellow rookies and the tryout players, he stood out. And just seeing him go through the drills, I didn't see a lot of corrections by the offensive line coaches. I see why Campen was really excited when they drafted him based on the videos that the team put out. He's another guy who I think will come in and have a good impact along that line.
All right, final thing for Vash Dihert at Keep Blitzen on Twitter, CarolinaBlitz.com. Carolina rookie minicamp. Bryce Young was perfect in about all the little things, and I appreciate you you clarifying that, because it's not. I mean, I think he is the total package as a quarterback. Except it's a small package. But I mean, there are like you can buy a $50 million ring. I mean, he to me has all the pieces that you want in a quarterback. Cam also brought an enormous amount of hype and flash and presence about him. And I'm not asking for Bryce Young to have flash. He's not going to wear hats or a foxtail to a press conference. He's not going to dress cool. He's not going to have his own clothing line. But what is the hype and feeling around him right now in Charlotte around the team?
I think excitement still. You know, as you mentioned, you're not going to get the flash. You're not going to get, you know, Cam Newton lead. You know, Bryce Young is not going to lead the crowd in a wave at FanFest. This is just not his personality, right? But as long as he's winning games on the field, then that's all Panthers fans want at this point. And it's kind of a rebirth for the franchise and for fans. You know, you get rid of Matt Rhule. And that time frame, which never really was one that a lot of people were a fan of from the get-go. And then you also have this new quarterback, and it's just freshness, it's newness, and fans are excited nonetheless. I think they're now, instead of reveling in the swag that Cam Newton has, you know, people are going crazy about the fact that he showed up to practice an hour early, or that, you know, so that's the difference in excitement from fans. Like, wow, you know, he's there before even the team photographer is there. He's a serious guy. So yeah, they're basking in other things.
He is a serious guy. But on the low, Cam was also a serious guy.
Very serious. Very serious.
Cam was a worker. And people always forget that about Cam. But Cam was a worker. Would you agree that the Panthers will be fortunate if Bryce Young turns out to be as good as Cam Newton?
Yeah, I think they would be fortunate. I think that, you know, when you pick a player number one overall, there have been busts. I mean, the Panthers had one. Well, you know, the Panthers had one in Baker Mayfield,
right.
You know, just last year. But, you know, to lead a team to a Super Bowl, be a league MVP with Cam Newton on the field, Panthers fans, it was always a level of excitement and always a thought that you had a chance to win the game. If Bryce Young could duplicate that, I think that it would be a success story.
Vash Dihert, CarolinaBlitz.com, at Keep Blitzing on Twitter. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk again later.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
You got it.